Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go. This episode of Sustain Your Vitality is all about using travel as a strategic supplement to your lifestyle. So what's a supplement? Well, I'll bet you know what a supplement is. In the wellness world, supplements are usually discussed in the area of diet and nutrition. In my view, supplements have a very particular job. Your body needs a particular amount of each nutrient in order to function well. When your diet supplies less than you need, supplements can and should be used to fill the gaps. So some people don't like to take supplements and they focus on optimizing their diet. Other people make liberal use of supplements so that they don't need or are having a hard time with making the dietary changes. So if that's a nutritional supplement, but this episode is about travel as a supplement to your lifestyle, what exactly does that look like? Well, I look at travel combining with your lifestyle from an Ayurvedic perspective. So in Ayurveda, there are five elements, and I relate these elements to travel. And let me tell you how I do that. One element is the ether. So for me, this signifies space, the need for space, because your normal life has surrounded you by people, places, and things. The need to have minimal space between you and society. You want connection. Minimal space between you and the earth. You want to be connected and tethered to it. Space might look like, do you need to regulate your own schedule? Do you desire to be in community? Or do you desire to have some solitude? Another element is air, which to me signifies movement. This could be physical movement. Let's mobilize the sedentary body, or let's still the busy body. This could be emotional movement. Emotional stress, emotions in general, have a digestion process. They need to move in and out of you. Let them float away. Encourage those emotions to move instead of getting stuck. There's an energetic movement. You can shift yourself into a positive energy state by shifting your location and the energy around you. The people, the spaces, and the earth itself all have energy that can mingle with yours and either raise you up or drag you down. And then there's mental movement, shifting your thinking about yourself or the world or both. There's an element of fire, which to me signifies transformation. So travel can light a fire under your ass, and it can fan the flames to get you moving again. Travel can take away the rocket fuel that is propelling you forward against your will. Travel can give you more of the world to process because you've had limited life experiences. And travel can take away the excess that is overwhelming you. Another element is water, which to me signifies fluidity, mental flexibility. It can be increased by the need to adapt. Cooling and calming. Water makes me feel cool and calm. But if the world is trying to kill you or attack you, travel can make it less than at home. Water can smooth the rough edges of life or the rough edges, which are you. It can change you. And you have water. You have fluidity. Do you need to conserve your personal river power? There's no need to be constantly operating from a place of whitewater rapids. Another element, earth, which to me signifies stability. Do you have flighty thoughts that need to have structure and consistency brought into place? Do you have constant movements that need to slow down and become rhythmic? Strength, your strength can be built as the earth nourishes your growth. A steady temperature and a steady temperature, and a temperament, stability, steadiness. So, when you use travel as a supplement, any of these elements of your normal life can be added to, shifted into with your travel. The question is, does it stick? Well, travel is 100% bioavailable. It is the best supplement there is for your lifestyle. Your entire being is immersed in this new culture, new place, new foods, new energy, new movement, new people. You would have to work very hard to not absorb the effects of your travel and take it home with you. The question is, how long will it last? And that depends on how deficient your lifestyle is for the things that light you up, calm you down, and support the best version of you that there is. The more deficient you are, the more travel you will need to feel balanced, whole, powerful, sexy, and loving. Everyone's lifestyle has deficiencies of some type. Are you curious what yours are? You can take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz. Find out your personal travel identity and what to do to make your next trip support your overall well-being. Figure out what is missing. Use your profile and you can plan your next trip. I'm here to help you anytime that you're ready. If you're having trouble applying your profile or want more in-depth information, all you have to do is schedule your Wellness Plus Travel strategy session with me. We will identify the seven changes that you need to make to your future trips so that you are taking the right supplement for your lifestyle. If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my two websites using the links in the show notes. I have two great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoe Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. by listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.